This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
It all comes from a much deeper pshat, which is neveah from Teres HaSoid, I guess. I just want to explain the nekudah about this as well. Rav Huttner once said, he once told Zichon, the Kabbalah is called Teres Emes. The Ramban speaks about Valderech Emes and so on. And he asks, so when Ramban says Valderech Emes, this is the Pshat, and Derech Emes means Kabbalah. So does he mean to say that the other ones are Sheker? What exactly is he implying by saying this is Emes? To be shaydel the other pshat doesn't make any sense. So he said like this, that when you have, the way he explained it was, when you have a ikar reason, for instance, if someone asks me why did I travel to Israel, I tell them the weather's nice in Israel. So it's true the weather's nice in Israel, and it's true that that's a reason to go to Israel. Someone else would say, "Well, the Sfarim are very cheap in Eretz Yisrael." The statement is true, and there's an inyan in that as well. But that's not the Sheresh inyan. Sheresh inyan was, "I made a chasna, so I went there." But Sheresh versus Chutz, Pnim versus Chutz, is Nitfas as Emes to less than Emes, in the sense that the reason that's koil more and stands in more places is more emes. Lamashal, if in chachma soilam, math in abstract form, if I tell somebody that two apples and two apples equals four apples, that statement is a checker. It's not as emistic as two and two equals four, because two apples and two apples equals four apples is already a specific case of a more general emes. So therefore, when I speak about when I speak about emes in different qualities of emes, the more something is a fundamental yesod, the more rooted it is at its most panimistic a point, that tfisa is called emes klapi others. So 2 equals 4 stands by itself. Now 2 apples and 2 apples equals 4 apples, or 2 bachrim and 2 bachrim equals 4 bachrim, that's already teitzos, more outer manifestations, more specific cases, and not so much nitfas in the Sheresh Inyan. So that's called emes. Kabbalah is emes, klapi others, in the sense that it's a sheirishtika havana, it's a sheirishtika tam, and therefore it applies to more cases. So the mashal, he's setting out, you can set up three inyanim klapi the others, and you can set up three inyanim klapi darkei avodas Hashem, and you can set up three inyanim for the kima bria, and all of those things, those are all offshoots off a more mushishtik emes, which as it comes down and takes on many forms, that's how it expresses itself. So the reason the mile of knowing chachmas apnim, chachmas kabbalah, is because it is an inyan where if you understand the terminology of ches and gvur tiferes, you'll understand it in Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You'll understand it in Torah, Avodah Zarah, Chasadim. You understand it everywhere, because those are all manifestations. Those are all examples and expressions of a cloud that's emes. And that's why he says it. All yoytzim mistafen apir shemit eshesh ma'am ezeh bim ke'achochma. One more way. What I told you now is a description of why he holds and why we understand the emes of chachmas emes and so on. It also is correlated, that is, that the people whose pirushim are people who are grounded in derech emes, like the Maral. So even when they explain it in terms that are not chachmas emes, the sheirish comes from chachmas emes, and it's very helpful that the person, he can explain it in different ifanim that are meaningful to us, but he's yonik it from a mucker that's ne'emah. Vakapanim, so he says, this comes out to Pirush Amita, she'esh v'mayim zivik ha'chach, she'kva yodata, ki yisei desayilam hem kimo, asher nikra b'sefi yitzir emesh v'mayim aveish. This is also very interesting. In the earlier Mekubalim, and the Maral included, that flavor, some of the Yesodos of philosophy kind of were included in at least the terminology of it was included in these inyanim. So you do find, well, Sefer Yetzirah is a very early Sefer, but the Sefer Yetzirah says that the Bria has four elements in it. Now, the Rambam says it also, those elements are Greek elements. And they are the four of earth, water, air, and fire. Now, even though today, quote unquote, we don't hold by that, but that's not really true in the sense that the word element became a little bit differently defined. But the forms of matter are still four: solid, liquid, gas, and energy. Are correct terms describing matter. So it's not, the problem is not the terminology. The problem is just exactly what we describe with it. But Akapanim, the Sefer Yetzirah says the world has in itself Mayim, Avir, and Eish. Veheim, Yisina, Yisaitis, Lazim, Shleshim. Vole Niska, Harvi, Hi, Haaretz, Latam, Yidul, Levinim. And the fourth one is not mentioned. What he means is, in when we spoke about spheres, we mentioned about the extreme distinction between Malchus and the other spheres. The other spheres are active mashpiim. Malchus absorbs and reflects. So it's really three in one. In a very, very clear way. Aver, Mayim, and Eish are all active elements. Air, water, and fire move. Earth sits and absorbs and others. So, Yesodos Ba'olam Shloshim, V'Liniska V'ya Earth Atam Yidulon Avodah. V'Ilgam Yesodos Tashazach Ba'Sef Yitzira, Eim Yesodos La'Yodim Shnikru Emesh. So these are Yesodos that come from Elyon. Shem Yesodos HaKol, Shem Nivrakol, Mashavu Hashem. Ve'elu Shloisha, Al Yidei El Gimel Dvarim, Miskashem Bo Yisparach, Hashem Hu Yesod HaKol, U'bazer Ha'olam Oymed V'kiyum Bo Yisparach. These three inyanim are the basic inyanim that are the physical Bria. And the reason why they're so important are, the reason why this pshat is going to be very fundamental pshat is because you're dealing with the most fundamental level of the Bria. Eish and Mayim and Ruach are, Ave, Mayim and Eish are all the most cherished thing of the Bria. Way before you got to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, you got to Eish and to Mayim and to this. So all of these are in Yanim, Sheirshtik in Yanim, the Bria, and what keeps these elements in existence are these three in Yanim of Torah, Avodah, Mitzvot, Chasadim. U'bazeh ha'olam oymed v'kiyum Yisparach. So in other words, each one of these elements, b'kedusha, is mekusha to one of those things of Torah, Avodah, Mitzvot, Chasadim. Ka Torah hi Ruach Chochmah Bina. Torah is keneged Ruach. Hashem v'chachma bina v'chet gevura. The ruach is something which, both in its meaning in the pasuk, and it's the thing that gives something else life and so on. That is like when we speak about the ruach in terms of neshama, like we speak about the ruach chachma bina means a spirit of chachma bina. It's not even something tangible, just a mitzvah l'yayna. Then he says, ha'avoyda hi ha'ish, she'kach nikras ha'avoyda b'chol mokam kar menach l'ishay. And like we explained, because avoyda is batlos, and ein l'cha k'moy offer to be mevatl something completely. U'b'chol ha'kabon yishrech Hashem, edo v'zeh ma'oyd yedua, that k'neged, that ish is going to be avoyda, the mizbeach had ish always, and the leisichpe, it's all the din in avodah. Moshchitas kol kachim kadoshim b'tzofn dafke shemishom midas ha'ish. Midas ha'ish and midas ha'din are seen to be one and the same. Gavriel is the side of ish. It's something which is the kiloy and the porea and so on. V'ugmilas chasodim himidas hamayim. The sif shlach lachmach al bnei hamayim ki b'roiv hayomim timtze'ena. Water is the thing that gives life, the thing that that gives chiz to everything else. It's the giving part of the bria, and it bestows life. Eish destroys things, so it battles them out of existence. And Mayim gives them the existence. Avraham Avinu is the Yisrael HaChesed, Zchir Av Nimshach Achrocha Kamayim. Uksiv Ashrei Zeri Al Kol Mayim. Shedorso Zal Gmeres Chasodim, Vashom Zal Mzal Zal Kama, Per Kama, Ko Isik Betorim Al Chasodim, Zeich Anach Vashtei Shvotim, Shema Ashrei Zeri Al Kol Mayim. Bein Zri Al Atztoka, Shenema Zri Al Lecha Atztoka, Vekitzel Lefi Chosed. Vedovi Yaduo Huze, Ki Bal Chesed Mashpil La'acha, water is a mashpia, and it's a mashpia toiv always, and therefore, in the marshal, when we're mispal for too much rain, you're not allowed to be mispal not to have geshem. You're mispal that a kaisel can't be seivel rave toiv. But there's always it's water is a shpah of toiv. Lefikach amal gimel tvarim ha'olam oimed ki ha'olam azeh ashu miyusir al gimel yusenjel v'chaynu. So, since this world, in order to stand, this world is these three yisaidas. So you need a ruchnis tekatsura for each one of these three yisaidas to give it its mitzias. And these are the ruchnis tekat mitzias. Kiesh yisaidu ruach kisha shal teira, shu ruach, teira is done through the mouth, which is ruach, and so on. Yisayda mayim yesha kisha b'nas chasodim shem minas hamayim. Yisayda eish yesha kisha b'avoyda she eish. But the eilu gimel advarim yasha kolechem gimel yisayda sa'ol yesha kisha b'echnei kwa shem yisparach. Yeshem kisha m'ashem yisparach. Ke'atoria b'avoyda chasodim yesha kisha m'ashem yisparach. Ad shakol m'kosho b'o yisparach. So these three become the emtsoyim when ruach becomes chelek of teira. And Torah is a Kosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Eish becomes a Chilak Vavoyed, and that's a Kosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mayim becomes a Chilak Mos Chasson, and that's a Kosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They all retain their Keshem, and mainly they have a Metzias. Let's add another Knetch to this, maybe. A person lives in his house, and the house is his. If a person has clothing in his closet, he doesn't just keep some clothing, not a clothing store. He keeps the clothing that he needs to express himself through. The jackets I need, the shirts I need, the hats I need, etc. So the existence of all of these bits and pieces in my closet are only those that, what do I need this for? When a person is trying to clean up a house that's a mess or overflowing, if somebody sits down and says, okay, we're not taking anything for granted. What's this shmata for? What's this piece for? What's this beged for? Anything that's not used or that's useless, you throw out. The metzias of a mayim and an esh and a ruach in the bria has a metzias only if it's the expression of Torah or avoiding mosafan. That's its metzias. In other words, the Vayikra Oretz means the world that we have, which has Gimel Yisaitis, Mekusharim B'Gimel Shemis Ad El Gimel Dvar Zachatana, on Mekusha to each one of these three Shemis that we spoke about. So it's as if the Pasuk is saying, Kedel L'Kim Hashem Dibe Vayikra Oretz, that when you have the Burim of Kedel and Alekim and Avaya, then Oretz stands before him. Vehem Teva is on Sodom. Raksha Zocha Beza Shemois. Koidem Hashem Am Yuchot. There's a reason why he said Keil, Elikim, and then Hashem. Vatamu Lismach Shem Am Yuchot Laaretz. Ki Umay Miraz Bereshayna. Because the Shem is the Shem of that is the most forceful one, therefore it's the strongest one, then it's afterwards. He was bothered by a shayla. L'chura, of the three shemas, Shem Havaya is the most prominent Shem. It's the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should have come before. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. That should have been the first Shem. The reason why it's last is to be mas mechitaretz, because it's the most prominent of the shemas that's this of teraretz. Now, the three shemas are, he explains, we'll go to this question as he goes. Kumayim Rasha. The first thing, the reason why the Shem Avaya is last, is we want it closest to Aretz. Bezoch Hashem Kael Shu Midas HaChesed. Mashav HaChazal Kael Zu Midas HaChesed. Shnema Keili Keili Lama Zaftani. In other words, a person wouldn't say Kaili Kaili to Midas Adin, why to let go of me? Adabe, he was talking Midas Achesed. And it says that a Kail HaGodol, a Kail is connected to the shame of Rachmim Rubim, that is Chiasa Mesim and so on. It's the Rachmim Rubim of Shem Hashem, it's connected to Midas Achesed, which is connected Milos Chesed, Chesed, connected Mayim, so on. Ubeshem hazeh miska sheyisoida Mayim, ad Milos Chesed, Shem Keil. Ki kvar amarnu ki hachesed Midas HaMayim. So, just like Midas HaMayim, when it goes into something, it gives it its life and its metzias, this also gets its life and its metzias through that Shem. Bezoch Hashem Alekim, ובואי מזכר שיצא את האש על די אבוידה, שאבוידה היא מצד מידס הדין של שם אלקים, כי הקרפונס הם נקרואים אישי. רק הכוונה לשם המיוחד. So he bavarns over here. There's a famous Gemara, and the Rabban says it in a few places, on Zaveach Lelahim Yochram, he speaks very stark, that you're not allowed to be mechavin anything in Karbonis except for Shem Havaya. It's the ikr that says that vein roel espala lezulosai. You're not allowed to vein zulosai espala. You're not allowed to espala no midah to nothing. So the shem Hashem that allows for tefillah is the shem of Havaya. So he says that's to whom you're davening. But when you ask yourself the process of davening, is definitely totally in Midas Hadin. It's Avoida is Midas Hadin. Shoshem Elokim Kakavon is a great Isha Rakavon is a Shem of Yuchat. Vezoch Hashem Hashem, Ki Vishem as a Miskash is a Ruach of the Atera, Chenit Vishem as a Shanesem the Moisha Shem Kavla Atera. So the Seder Ruach is that's connected Yudke Vavke, and that's connected through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala to him, the Shem Havaya. Pasuk says, it was Shmi Hashem Le'Nidati Lehem, Shmi Havaya Le'Nidati Lehem, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah. So you see that Torah is Nizgala through Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya. You have that also in, you have that same idea in the Shem Havaya by, it says by the Mekoshes Eitzim, that how did he know the Shem Havaya? Where did he hear the Shem Havaya? It's Shem Havaya. He heard it in Har Sinai Matan Torah. I just want to just round out the Inyan. You have the, the Yichud of Shem Havaya is that it's not a particular midah, that it's not a Hanhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's koil all Hanhagas. It's where you don't have a particular Nekuda. The chelik of Yiddishkeit, I guess we'll call it, to just distinguish Torah from actually Limud Torah to Torah B'Klal is every mitzvah is limited to itself. Lulav is lulav, and shefer is shefer, and paraduma is paraduma. Every mitzvah has its own inyanim, and that's it. The mitzvah that includes all other mitzvahs is Talmud Torah. A little bit you have a mashal by tzitzit, you have rimazim and zchartem, but in Talmud Torah you have all the mitzvahs. And more than that, in lulav and esrig and talis and tzitzit, they have nothing to do with each other. Even if the Yid is wearing a talus and he's holding a lulav and esrik, there's no shaychus be'etzim, a mikritik of shaychus. In Torah, you shtel tzu me'inyan le'inyan, you shtel tzu all of them with the common denominators and the distinctions, because in Torah, you be'etzim include all inyan and pratim. So that's why Torah is a very klolistic inyan, and in that sense, it's keneged Shem Havaya, because... And the reason is because Torah is one step in abstraction above all the mitzvahs, which are physical realities. It's similar to what we explained in Torah itself about Chochmas HaSoid, Chochmas HaPnim, that since it's the most abstract Chochma, it's Koil the other Inyanim. Here also, since it's an abstract thing, it's Koil, Torah is Koil of Machshava, as opposed to other inyanim and mitzvahs, that each one is a physical reality. So therefore, it's the sichliustik is koilo all other inyanim as well. V'arelokom v'vur mefresh ma she'amru ka'olam oimed al gimel dvarim ki gimel yesoidos ha'olam yesh lekesha v'gimel dvarim Shahima Tura Vavinu Fasad, Veil Gimel Dvar, Miss Kashim, Miss Park, Mutak Gimel Shoys, Vakdashim, Kail, Kimashem Dibe, Vahu Yikraritz, Hinem Rule of Fun of Pishman is a Beemis of Bear, Vahomna Dvar Mailum Oit, Kimakoma Shamano, who prefers a Mishnah, Kakurhul, Mokam Echot, Vesher Shechat Elov. So, even though he said three or four Pirushim, but they're not three or four different Jerushim. That each one is different pieces and so on. They're all coming from a common shirish, and that is Dakir Chachma. Dakir Chachma is that the same emes expresses itself further and further and further. I mean, Lahavlon science, you don't want to discover 10 different laws. You want to discover a pyramid of laws that the sheirish is this, and in certain cases it expresses itself this way, in certain cases it expresses itself this way, in certain cases it expresses itself this way, and the total Talmuds also have told us, and Talmud Sosim also have told us. But there's a certain sense over here of kesher of these three gimel of Torah, Avodah Zarah that they're fundamentally yanim. They go from the most shayrish take a part of the Bria, and then they express itself in the Avis, and they express itself in the Eifin of the Bria, and so on. All of them, because they come from a common shayrish, they're all going in one direction. That's that. And then the next piece is just going to explain Shimon HaTzadik, the kesher that he said to Avodah Zarah with the yanim that he said before. Any shaylos?
Yeah, just I didn't fully understand what's the union of the three. Just the basic cut, the three you say, this Maim, Ruach, and Anish. And with the Torah, it says if you learn Torah, that's Machazik, that you say the Ruach. What exactly, what does it mean?
Well, the Bria, the physicality is realized on with three different forms, with liquid, with solid, and so on, with gas. The metzias, everything in the world physically has a metzias because it's a fulfillment of some ruchniistic teichen. What Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted in this world was Torah Avodah Zarah Sadim. For Torah, the metzias they needed a concept of ruach. For Avodah, they needed a concept of eish. And in other words, if in the world of ruchnis there's something which can be mevatel something totally, then physically we needed. Then physically there will be metzias that annihilate something completely, and that's eish.
That's sort of a reflection of the ruchnistic and metzias.
I don't think the word reflect. I'd rather use the word manifestation of it. In other words, if I tell you, if I make a plan against someone else's army, and I say I'm going to need to attack them from behind, they need to attack them from here, and they need to attack there, then the guy says, okay, so then you need a navy, because on the side it's water, you're going to need an air force, because that's the way to get behind them, and you're going to need tank forces, because that's the way to attack them in front. So the concept was a very abstract concept. When it translates into the world of reality, and these are fine.
I understand that the Indian of Mayim is connected to Chesed, that Mayim is Megadol, and the Eish is Shaykh to Bittel and Avodah. I mean, when we say that Torah is connected to Ruach, other than the fact that Torah, you happen to, you know, Torah is done with one's mouth, but you know, is there something more, you know?
Ruach is something that can lift up the physical and Ke'ilu carry it. It's the Vayisas Ragav. It can inspire something with it. As opposed to Eish and Mayim, which act on it, Ruach actually kind of gives it a life to it. And it's the word that's used interchangeably for life. Ve'etein es ruchibo, and so on. So therefore you have that language.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask an unrelated question? Just someone asked me the other day, you know, the Weltkasha about what happened to all the Gerim of Avram and the Gerim of Yitzchak, you know, the base Avram. You know, what's the Welt's answer? What's an answer?
Well, the answer is Avram had the power to make Gerim, but not to have them become a Metzias Asmi. They could not last on their own. You can sometimes, it's two separate daggers. A person can inspire people to do good and create a yeshiva or a shtibel or whatever it is, and it's a whole new second dagger that it's a bar kayama. That even when you remove the person who is doing it, it still stands on its own. As Avram's mida was a mida that could bring life to it, but it couldn't create things that would stand on their own feet.
Just two horrors on that. I mean, I thought that when we say Hamidu Talmidim Harbei, which is Keneged Avram, the Pshat is not just to be Malamed Talmidim Harbei, it's to be Maimed Talmidim, it's to give them the Yechelis to stand on their own two feet. And the whole Midah of Avram, of Gemilas Chasadim, is to give the Talmud the wherewithal to be Nigmal from the Sherish.
Within itself.
Otherwise it's not Chesed, otherwise it's...
Correct, but when a person is Maimed Talmidim, it's starts with a hashpah. It starts by the person living off me. Just like parents and children, the first kufa, you can't take a four-year-old and have live on it, so you can't take a six-year-old. It starts with chesed. So in the kaima shlema of the others, yes, but when Yaakov came around, everyone stuck around. But in Avram's midah, which is the initial midah, does not have it in it yet, the ability to have things stick.
I mean, Lamaisa Chazal say that Avram was Megagerim, Yitzchak Megagerim, and Yaakov was Megagerim.
Yes.
So you would have expected at least the Gerim of Yaakov to have remained. We see that when Yaakov went to Mitzrayim, it was, you know, it was Shivim Nefesh.
But Yaakov's own children did remain in the end. Yaakov's...
What about his Gerim, though?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But Avram's Gerim stands out more particularly. That's but Yaakov Taka, Kaisel gained the midah of being final with Yaakov.
Right.
The footnote said that Avram is the Erste Gevorne, Yitzchak is the Erste Gevorne, Yaakov is the Erste Verlorene. In other words, Yaakov's Yiddishkeit was tested that, I spoke last week somewhere, Avram had to be uprooted from his land. Yitzchak had to be planted in the land of Kedusha. Yaakov had to develop a dagger where he was above the land. In other words, it was irrelevant whether he was Mitzrayim or Yisrael. Avram could not begin to grow if he had to uproot from Chutz Laaretz. Yitzchak developed roots in Yisrael. Yaakov was rooted in Yisrael, even if he wasn't physically there. Nachla b'li Mitzrayim. He didn't need to be within the framework of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Shkayach.
Call to
Shabbos.